This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ had a group of companions who were together, they were traveling, or they were living a little bit far away from his masjid. So he appointed an imam amongst them, someone to lead the prayers. And so this person, when he would lead the prayers, in every prayer he would recite a surah. There's a surah he would recite in every prayer. So he would begin, he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he would recite whatever verses from the Quran, then he would recite the surah. Every single time, every rak'ah, over and over and over again. Imagine every prayer he would do this. And so the people, the Sahaba who were praying behind him, they felt like this was strange. They said, you know, we prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't recite this surah all the time. Why is this man doing that? So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they complained about him. What surah was he reciting all the time? What are these verses he keeps reciting over and over again? It is these verses.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
The companions went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about this. They said, Messenger of Allah, he's reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ at the end of every rak'ah. We prayed behind you, you don't do this, why is he praying like this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his judgment, in his wisdom, he doesn't take a judgment rashly. Rather, he asked them, have any of you asked this man why he does this? So they said, no, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, go and ask him. So they went and they asked the man. The Prophet is asking, why are you reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in every rak'ah that you pray? So the man said, لِأَنَّهَا تَصِفُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأَهَا. He said, because it describes the most merciful, Allah Azza wa Jal, and I love reciting it. So they came back to the Prophet ﷺ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, this was his answer. This is what he said when we asked him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go back and tell him that Allah loves him because of his love for it. Meaning Allah loves him because of his love for this surah. Subhanallah. How many of us have such a deep personal connection with some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way that this man had a deep personal connection to Surah Al-Ikhlas, to Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, that he really had a love for it. And because of his love for those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him through our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he loves him because he loves these verses. But this Sahabi loved this surah for what reason? He says, because it describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it describes our Lord. Some of the people from Quraysh had come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said to him, give us the lineage of your Lord. Because for Quraysh, the gods that they worshipped, from Manat and Hubal and Uzza and all these different gods, they were either people that they turned into idols, and so these people came from a tribe, they have a lineage, or, you know, there were myths and fables that they made up. So they said, what is, you know, the story of your Lord? What's the lineage of your Lord? You know, who is he related to? What tribe is he from? And the Prophet ﷺ didn't answer. Allah sent down this surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. And in this surah, Allah is responding to them. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Say he is one. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like anything they're describing. He's not like the stones that they were worshipping and revering. He's not like the trees that they would revere and venerate. He's not, you know, a man who they turned into a god or into an idol. No, Allah is one. He is different from all of these things. He subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique, completely subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is as-samad, Allahu as-samad. As-samad is the master, the one whom everyone is in need of, and he fulfills the needs of everyone. That's the meaning of as-samad. Allah is as-samad. We are all in need of him. He's not like these idols. He's not like these stones that they are worshipping that you know cannot benefit anyone. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal, we are in need of him, and he is the one who fulfills the needs of all the creation, takes care of our needs, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He neither has offspring nor is he born. He's not in need of having children, nor is he in need of coming into existence. He is the first and the last, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't need to be born and he doesn't need to have offspring. He is too perfect for anything like that. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing similar to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely unique. And this is, you know, this beautiful surah shows us and turns us towards the oneness of Allah azza wa jal, the uniqueness of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, purifies our worship and allows us to focus on the one, the only one that matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.